From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's chief minister expresses dismay at Britain's reminder of reserve powers for governors. Growing signs of an end to the stalemate between St. Lucia's government and media, and seven Afro-Caribbean and Asian workers win compensation for racist recruitment practices by the Ford Motor Company.
They have accepted that they were wrong, and what they was doing was quite simply wrong.
I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Montserrat's chief minister, Bertrand Osborne, is in London for wide-ranging talks with British government officials for what he hopes would be a large aid package for the island, where the threat of volcano has severely disrupted life. Mr. Osborne told Caribbean Report that substantial aid will be needed, since Montserratians could be living under the threat of the volcano for years to come, since there has been massive relocation and they have to keep the economy going. When he visited the studios of the Caribbean Service earlier today, I asked him if he was satisfied with the speed with which British government aid has been getting through.
We have already expressed to them our concern that the approval process is taking too long. So there are some projects which have been approved. The funds have been committed, but to get approval to actually begin these projects and start working on these projects has been slow. And we have already told them that we would like them to do as much as possible or to ensure that there's a speed up, especially at a time like this when we need employment. One of our big problems is unemployment, and we need to get our people back to work as quickly as possible.
Bertrand Osborne.